like a science experiment, but then you get beer afterwards. Like a really
that's
like,
what most of good cooking is.
The best science experiments are ones where you get beer afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Sid's Luck, everybody. My name is Kendrick.
My name is Bad Clap Kyle.
My name
Bad
is
Bad Clap Kyle.
Sing Along Joe.
Sail Along Joe.
My name's Shifty Kev.
Shifty Kev!
I like that one Shifty the most. Kev. I want that one. My name's Kyle, and I like to party.
No, I'm the only one.
My name's Kendrick,
who
and I do not like to party.
Oh. Reverse psychology.
Let's party.
Know. Yeah.
Let's fucking party.
Yeah.
No, so.
Oh, I said you look shitty, Denise. Good night. So there's like, we're quoting this movie, if you don't know, called Hot Rod. And Hot Rod's one of those movies that once you start watching it enough, you becomes a part of you. Like, at first, the first time anybody watches it, they're like, this is stupid. Why
I'm
is anybody like this movie?
So good.
Then you kind of have it on the background again and again. And then that happens all throughout your junior year of college, and then it becomes part of you.
Yep.
It's really that simple, Kendrick.
It's one of my favorite fucking scenes in that is that they parody the Footloose rage dance scene, and he's just like smoking and anger dancing in the forest. And then like at three quarters of the way through, it trips over a fucking like log and takes the longest fall in cinema history down this fucking hill. It's so goddamn brutal.
He would have died like five times. I think favorite part is when they're like doing the scene on the skateboard riding down the hill. And he finally hits the side of the camper at the end of it, and it's like he should have died. I mean, obviously, but just the fact that he's saying whiskey the whole time, it's ridiculous. It's good.
The beginning kind of sets the mood for it, where he's about to go over this ramp, and they're like, "Cool, you secured all the struts on here." No, didn't have time. What? Then he just goes for it, and I actually think Corridor Digital did a video on reviewing that, and several stunt people were hurt in that making of that film. So
did you know
badly.
That? Wait, in Hot Rod?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that same thing was like what happened in the Home Alone franchise. Like they invented stunt falls for that movie, because. Like, not invented them, but they did stuff they'd never, like, done.
They had to come up with
Hollywood
new ones
stuff.
Because it was so fucking crazy.
Right. Yeah, well, like, they're like, okay, we need you to just slip on the cement, and the dude's like, okay, cool, and then he just does it, and they're like, oh, God, we didn't get a chance to do anything, like, to put any pads down or anything, and it's right. Like, you gotta do you in Hollywood, I guess.
They don't like that no more.
No, they don't.
Especially guns. Anyway.
Anywho.
Kevin, you were gonna talk.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm promoting a random dude on YouTube because
a link in the description.
Yeah, Brick Experiment Boom. Channel. This guy obviously just has gobs of Legos, mostly technic.
And gobs of engineering expertise.
Yeah, yeah. That's engineering and Lego, whatever.
I feel like those two go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he just like messes with Legos and sees how much. Like force and pressure and anything that Lego bricks can actually take. I think his famous ones are, let's see, he takes
the pressure of the inside of Kyle's butthole.
Well, yes. I mean,
I'll depressurize a little bit.
Nice. For example, he reduced the gears so much that he could see, like, he tests how much, oh, God.
Kevin, your words are not forming sentences.
I can't.
One of the things I think I'm pretty sure he did was create this really crazy-ass Lego clock that was, like, seconds accurate. Maybe that's someone else. But
No, I think he did. And part of that video, he made, like, this whole gear system that would take, like, 4 billion-something years to... make
like
one revolution.
Rotate. Yeah.
And then he
is really cool.
And then he makes these Lego cars that can climb up like these giant things of books, and then he,
or like one time he did the thing where like he was trying to build the vehicle to cross over a gap.
Yeah, that was like, one of the latest ones.
Then he got up to the point where it was like using two or three motors to try to like articulate the axles up and down so it could like kind of like land on the other side and then pull itself up. It was really cool to watch. And he like changes things like the motor tension and like the axles, like he like explains a lot about, you know, like a car, like if you have four-wheel drive versus two, like, you know, all-wheel drive type stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah, and he made actual like a Lego submarine. Like a couple of them.
That was so cool.
And then he did a Lego machine that would climb up a flagpole, like in record time.
Holy shit.
And what else? Oh, he did a vacuum pump out of Lego. And just stuff like that.
The submarine one was really cool because he basically like set up these motors so the thing was waterproof on the inside for the motors to be like waterproof with like magnets. So like when it spun, the Lego thing spun on the inside, the outside would also spin because he's got these like high power magnets that are like,
fucking what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts. And the other thing he did was like he always does metal tests, like metal bending tests too. So like he'll like gear up motors and be like, can Lego bend aluminum? Can Lego bend steel? Can Lego bend whatever? Right. And so he like gets it up and like it's cool to watch because it tries to bend and it snaps. So he like reinforces it and changes the gears and then he tries to do it and starts to slowly bend it and snaps and you're like, Lego, what is this?
Yeah,
why are you not partnering with this guy?
What's your witchcraft, Tom Cruise?
Right.
Something else like similar. He built a like a Lego hoist, like a crane that would lift something like 500 pounds. It's just crazy, like the way he gears them down. And you should just go check it out. It's a lot of fun.
And it's all it's like very quiet too.
Yeah,
like,
it's ASMR for sure. It's yeah, you hear like the clicking of the motors and like him putting the bricks together.
It's like an odd tinkering kind of, but for like engineering project instead of restoration.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho.
So speaking of engineering, the fourth Glitter Bomb video is out, and I always love the time of year where we get to see the Glitter Bomb videos.
It's the most wonderful time.
Yeah, I did watch that. Like, yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's so cool to see every year what they add to it.
Yeah. See, I have a lot of respect for that dude for his restraint, because I think the last time we talked about this, I think Kendrick, you and I went basically on record that if we saw somebody stealing, like porch pirating, we'd kill them.
I don't want to go on record because that's
you don't
want to
do that.
I guess that's not.
I have a designated porch pirate stab.
There is a desire. Yeah, there is a desire for murder, if not like the actuality.
I've set aside a specific knife for stabbing porch pirates.
Stabbing porch pirates.
It's let me go fetch it. It's right here.
I have it.
I am now holding it.
Yeah,
it was really like, fun. Like year four. I mean, he's got so much cool stuff.
He's like working with like what is it, San Diego or San Francisco's PD next year, to like help reduce car break-ins and stuff.
It's got ups and downs because he had a car get broken into, twice,
and is like a bunch of his camera equipment stole. And it's always like in the weirdest time too. Like it'll be like when they're like not trying to get something stolen.
Right.
Well, but it's Mark Rober, so he could probably just buy more cameras. So
that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. But he did this thing he did an ad for like his engineering course, which like apparently has had some really cool. I know, right? It has some really cool stuff that's come out of it. I didn't realize that was like connecting the dots between what ads I see on TikTok and the shit that's come out of the Mark Rober class. It's like that dog food thing that fills itself and then pushes the dog food out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, how do these people do this? Maybe I should take this class.
That's Maybe really cool though. Like that he does that. I want to get Pat signed up for it. Because I think it's like he dig it, but it, like they showed a bunch of the things that people created after doing his course, and like that dog feeder thing is really cool shit. Like
one of them was like just basically put together like cheese and crackers, but it's like a machine that does it. Like oh my god, like
like a manufacturing line.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's some cool shit. That'd be a fun. I wonder how much it costs.
Don't be afraid to STEM, kids. It's
STEM it up.
It's always good.
Not STEM, guys. It's STEAM. It's very important that we get art in there so we can fuck around.
STEAM.
Wait, what do we get? Oh,
well, without the artists, who would you fuck?
Whoa.
engineers aren't fucking anybody because they're engineers. No, I don't particularly care for Steam. It pisses me off, but it just feels like art horned their way in, and it's like, guys, art is not the problem here. We don't need more artists. We need more engineers, scientists, like technicians and mathematicians, right? Like,
yeah, wasn't
we don't need more thing? Artists. We never needed more artists. We've got plenty of artists.
we have them.
It just felt like, we'll include this so the girls can do something. It's like, nope, not better.
That's
nope, you're
the
making
exact
it worse.
Opposite of what we're trying to
you're
do.
Making this worse.
Not better.
Yeah.
So what do we talk about for the next 20 minutes?
10 minutes. Just 10 minutes.
Oh, sorry. That makes it a lot easier. So, moving on.
No,
I keep finding these recipes for things on TikTok. And so whenever I find a recipe for something on TikTok, since we haven't talked food in a while, I basically copy the link and I put it in this gigantic note that I have, Google Keep note, that has all the recipes from TikTok that I wanted to make, right? And I've made some of them and I haven't made others, but I saw three recently that I really, really wanted to make. The first one is called sausage wontons, and it's even more simple than you think. So basically, this guy just browns a bunch of sausage, puts some like ranch dressing in it, which I thought was an interesting choice, but I guess it's got a lot of flavor, so I can see why.
Like right into
and
the
some other
like
seasonings.
The sausage, just mix
yeah,
it
put
right
it
in.
Like taco seasoning into the sausage, and then basically he gets wontons and puts them in a muffin tin, fills it up with sausage, and covers it with cheese, and you bake it. So it's like an open face sausage wonton. Yeah, it looked really good, and like what I've been finding is that the easier the recipe, the more inclined I am to try it out, right? Because I've been making arepas lately a lot, and it's pretty cool. The other one is like a recipe for a sweet chili sauce. So like I was, you know, when you see something out in the open and you're like, oh man, I really love like this like sauce that they have. It's like Polynesian. Oh, it's the sriracha. Have you guys had Chick-fil-A in the last like year? They have this like sweet and spicy sriracha sauce.
Yeah,
I haven't had that.
It's like a Thai chili sauce. Yeah, and. You know, you get Chinese food and like General Tso's chicken and sesame chicken. You're like, oh man, I really wish I could make this at home. But I always get thrown off by the sauces because I'm like, how do I make it taste like that? But this dude's sweet Thai chili sauce looked so easy. I was like, oh my god, you really just make sugar, caramel kind of thing, and then put a bunch of other shit in it. There's no way it can be like that easy. Like, put water and sugar together, and then put a bunch of other things that make it's Thai. It's like, come on. You gotta be fucking me. There's no way it's that easy. But, you know.
You gotta be butt fucking me.
You gotta be hand jobbing me here. You gotta be gibbering me. The last one I saw was how to make real quick rice wine. So basically, all this person did was they cooked rice, then they put a fruit of some sort in the rice and sterilized it for 3 minutes, right? So you basically just turn it back on for 3 minutes. Then. Mm-hmm. You put some water in it and you put some distillery yeast and you cover it up and poke a hole in the middle once you've kind of flattened it all out and tightened it up. Poke a hole in the middle and put saran wrap over it for 2 days. Boom, rice wine. And I was like, are you kidding me? I could have been making like rice wine this whole time, like just by letting rice ferment inside of like sugary water. And you're like, then you say it out loud and you're like, oh, well, that does make sense.
Well, yeah, no, that makes
that's,
sense.
But... That's the thing. That's the thing you do to make alcohol.
I have not fermented anything.
You never made pickles or anything like that?
Oh, I've not done fermentations. I've done quick pickles. I have not done fermented pickles. I want to fuck with it, but for some reason, I'm just a coward.
I feel you. We always talk about making pickles and then never do, so I feel you.
We had a Mr. Beer kit, like, ages ago, and that was a lot of fun.
A what, sorry?
Mr. Beer.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's, like, super easy mode to make beer. Like they
but it gets you started.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like they give you everything you need and like they take all the hard work out of it. You just have this can of really thick liquid that you boil with water, you sterilize all the stuff, and then you let it sit in like a little tub that they give you for a couple months or even a couple weeks. I think it's that fast. And then you put sugar in
beer,
the bottles.
Beer is usually a couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
For
like,
the ferment, I think.
Like, the whole thing took about a month, I think. So after it's fermented, you put it with sugar in a bottle, and it finishes off in a couple weeks. I don't know. It's kind of fun. It's like like a science experiment, but then you get beer afterwards. Like a really
that's
like,
what most of good cooking is.
The best science experiments are ones where you get beer afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, like a really simple like four kids science experiment, but you the kids can't obviously drink it. It was fun.
I mean,
but
they
you
could,
can get your kids to make beer allowed. For their dad, right? That's critical.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. So, has anybody else tried any crazy recipes lately? I know
sponsored
Kendrick,
by
like...
Mr. Beer. I just made a peri peri sauce for Kate's family.
Oh, that's the Nando's sauce, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I kind of riffed off of the recipe because last time I made a single batch and I wasn't paying close attention. I made a mistake. There were errors. I thought the original recipe said it makes one cup, and I was like, okay. Well, I'm going to give Kate's dad, Kate's brother, and her uncles all really like it every time I make hot sauce. And I was like, yeah, I was thinking about making like a peri-peri sauce. And they just recently had a chicken place open up there that has peri-peri. And it's like, oh, fuck. All right. Cool. Then I'll give that a shot. And I've tried a couple over the year. And that was fine. And then Sunday rolled around and I was like, oh, shit. This is the only day I can make this sauce. I forgot I needed to do that, and I have no other days available before I go. What do I got to buy? And then I was like, all right, here's the recipe. And it's like, oh, it makes a cup. I was like, well, I can't make one cup. That's like one paltry amount. So I went to go buy some new sauce bottles online. I found the squeeze bottles. Well, they're 16-ounce squeeze bottles. That's two cups each, right? So four times two is eight. So I had to scale the recipe 8x. And I was like, well, that's hard, so I'll just do 10x. So I just put a zero on the end of all of my ingredients. And I bought an irresponsible number of things. I bought half of the remaining red peppers at Sprouts, about a third of the garlic that they had.
Are you kidding me, Kenny?
No.
How much did you, like, did you fill up your front room with fucking groceries?
I had 130 cloves of garlic that I peeled by hand.
How? What? Oh my god!
I had a sauce
well,
pot. You
have peri peri coming
so,
out of your ears.
So
I'll definitely take
turns out,
like a sample of sauce if you have extra. Like I'd love to try some hot sauce.
There's some at the office right now, actually, and I brought it today, and I forgot to tell anyone. I was going to give it to Jason, but I forgot to even mention it because I left in a hurry this morning. But I'll bring another bottle for the office. It is a stupidly garlicky. I didn't have the African bird's eye chilies, so I used habanero, which is what they had. It's a slightly different flavor profile. I roasted some of the peppers. It was a whole fucking process. Get to the end, the bottles hadn't arrived, so it's sitting in one of those giant metal prep bowls in my fridge for a couple of days. Finally get the bottles, start filling them up. I bought two sets of six bottles in case I miscalculated, because I know I'm fucking stupid, so this happens. And so I get six bottles in, and I'm like, uh-oh. I end up with 8.5 bottles of peri-peri sauce. So
there you go, which is kind of like around 10, which you started with, right?
Well, no, I was supposed to have 10 cups, which was 5 bottles.
Oh.
I don't understand where I did the math wrong, because I also was adding the oil and vinegar in stages because I needed to blend it in stages. And I ended up not putting all of the oil in because I kind of liked it without all the oil. So I ended up with less volume than I should have had. So I'm very, very confused as to how this happened. But I ended up with just a preposterous amount of peri-peri. I will probably do that again because that shit's great. I will probably not peel 130 cloves of garlic again.
Yeah, I would almost... do you just mince it, or like, are you just boil it in there? What do you do?
I'm blending everything, so, and then simmering it. So I probably would just buy jarred garlic.
Yeah.
But it tastes better when it's fresh, so...
So,
like, it's never fresh by the time it gets down to your
family. A garlicky hot sauce? Is it kind of sriracha-y? Because I always think of sriracha being, like, mostly garlic.
It doesn't have the fermented tang that you get with sriracha, but it's mostly garlic, citrus... A couple of the spices, it's got paprika and oregano and black pepper in it. Some of those notes come through a little bit. But ultimately, it's garlic and habanero are the dominant ones, and a little bit of citrus bite.
Hmm.
That sounds delicious. That sounds really good.
I will see if I can free up a bottle and bring it in tomorrow for anyone who makes it. I can send it home with whoever does.
Oh, whoa.
Nice.
Oh, whoa.
Cool.
Did I tell you, for the last minute that our work started giving us 410 options? So now I'm working 410s.
Yeah, I heard that. That's very crazy. Cool.
I heard
see you later, everybody.
So Kyle's living his best
this
life.
It's like Friday night for you.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.